The fate of more than 400 asylum seekers on board a Norwegian freighter off Australia's northwestern coast remains uncertain. The vessel picked up the refugees on Sunday from a sinking Indonesian ferry, but now Australia and Indonesia are refusing to allow the freighter to dock. Trent O'Keefe reports from Sydney.
It began with a call by Australian rescue authorities for a ship to go to the aid of an overcrowded vessel in danger of sinking about 100 nautical miles from Christmas Island. The Norwegian freighter Tampa changed course and several hours later was taking on board more than 430 people, most of whom are said to be from Afghanistan. The majority are adult males, but there are several dozen women and children. The Tampa's captain, Arnie Rinnan, says he was given the impression he'd be permitted to transport those on board to Christmas Island, but that soon changed. In its first rejection of this kind in recent history, the Australian government refused the vessel port entry, prompting high-level talks between the governments of Australia, Norway and Indonesia. But as those talks continue, many of the asylum seekers are said to have gone on hunger strike, while others are threatening to throw themselves overboard. Captain Rinnan has expressed concern for the safety of all on board should the Tampa steam towards Indonesia in defiance of the wishes of the asylum seekers.
What we are afraid of is a dangerous situation we have on board. We have 438 people on board. They will jump overboard as soon as we start heading for Indonesian waters. All the people down there, they have a lot of diarrhea, they have stomach pain and scabies. So we are a little bit afraid of the situation down on deck there.
Speaking on national radio, Australia's Immigration Minister Philip Ruddock said that ultimately it was up to Indonesia to resolve the issue, as the freighter was much closer to Indonesia than Australia when the rescue took place.
These people came from Indonesia. They were on an Indonesian vessel. They were in international waters.
But the Indonesian ambassador to Australia replied by saying his country would not take the asylum seekers, a stand later supported by Indonesia's foreign ministry. Complicating the matter further is a similar stand by the Norwegian government, whose only real link to the issue is the Norwegian crew and the fact the freighter is registered in Oslo. The whole issue of asylum seekers trying to reach Australia is a hot topic here, not just because there's a national election looming, but because of the huge influx in asylum seekers, which has Australia's detention centres overflowing. Senator Len Harris of Australia's One Nation Party says there's no way they should be allowed to enter Australia.
They are illegal criminals. Some of these people, I'm not saying all of them, were probably sitting in a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried in Indonesia before they boarded that boat.
Whether those on board are criminals, as claimed by the senator, the situation on board the Tampa is said to be tense, with Captain Rinnan saying that only one door separates the crew from the asylum seekers, and that door would be locked shut should the situation deteriorate. Meantime, three Australian military transport aircraft have landed on the island and unloaded cargo, said to be food and medical supplies. But there are no vessels large enough to transfer supplies from the island to the freighter, some 20 nautical miles offshore in international waters. That problem could be resolved, however, with an Australian Navy frigate now heading to Christmas Island, where it's expected to arrive in about 3 days. Whether Captain Rinnan and his crew can continue to placate an increasingly agitated group of more than 400 asylum seekers remains to be seen. For NPR News, this is Trent O'Keefe in Sydney.